This is a WVU student media podcast.
Welcome back, Mountaineers. Travel, breaking news, and updates on Mountaineer sports. I'm Sydney Wentz with another Monday in Morgantown. Let's get into it. Passport application and photo services are accessible to students, faculty, and the Morgantown community through WVU's Passport Acceptance Facility, located on the ground floor of Purinton House on downtown campus. Since January of 2023, the WVU Passport Acceptance Facility has helped more than 1,000 people obtain their passports. To apply for your passport, you must bring your original birth certificate, driver's license, and WVU student ID. The facility offers first-time passport applications and renewal resources. You must have a check or money order to send with your application and pay the $35 application fee on the day of the appointment. Standard shipping for passports takes 6 to 8 weeks, and expedited shipping takes 2 to 3. For more information on the facility's appointments, location, costs, and directions, visit WVU Global Affairs website. A structure fire at 727 Wells Street killed 2 people Wednesday morning, according to a Morgantown Fire Department release. The fire department responded to the incident following a report that smoke was coming from the structure. The department discovered the fire mostly affected the basement and the first floor of the residence, according to the release. The structure has been condemned since September 6th of 2023, following a gas explosion on the property. WVU student Carly Grozier, who lived in the house when the explosion took place, died in January due to health complications from the incident. Firefighters searched the residence after extinguishing the fire and discovered the victims, who have not yet been identified, according to the release. The victims were not WVU students, according to April Call, director of news for the University Relations. The release said the fire was extinguished quickly with no difficulty, but one firefighter sustained minor injuries, which were treated on scene. Finally, WVU has finalized a 5-year deal with Darian DeVries to become the men's basketball coach, per the university. ESPN reporter Pete Thamel first reported the deal via X. DeVries ended his 6-year career at Drake University with a record of 155-50, while finishing each season with 20 wins and at least 25 in the last 4. He took the Bulldogs to the NCAA tournament 3 times, 2 of which over the last 2 seasons. The deal comes just 11 days after interim head coach Josh Eilert's departure from the program. To read more on the stories covered today or any other stories from the DA, visit thedaonline.com. That's all for now, Mountaineers. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you next week for another Monday in Morgantown. I need to shout out Hannah High School, Luke Blaine, and Lauren Taylor for their excellent writing talent. Listen to Monday in Morgantown at thedaonline.com/podcast or wherever you stream podcasts.